hiking. They're gone now, and I'm all alone. What about you? Are your parents home? Because I was thinking, since I'm by myself at the house now, we can video chat if you want. I miss seeing your face. I didn't know how lucky I was earlier. I could have cupped your face in my hands and even pinched your cheek if I wanted to. You don't have to show your face if you don't want to. I know you're nervous around girls and stuff. I would really like it if you did show me though. Anyway, about your parents, I don't want to make you do anything on camera for me if you're scared they'll walk in on you. Oh, they are home? That's a shame. You can just watch me then. Don't worry about showing yourself. Hmm? Oh, you do want to show yourself on camera? I didn't expect that out of you. Are you this confident and cocky already? I must be getting to your head. Look at your phone screen. I'm gonna switch to video instead of a voice call. Here, can you see me? Yeah? So, loser, how do I look? I'm still wearing the same outfit from school. Is there anything you'd like to see me in? Oh, shirt off. I see you miss looking at my tits. There. Happy? Aww. You're even shy on video chat. So cute. Of course I'm not wearing a bra, silly. Why would I be? Taking my bra off is the first thing I do when I get home. It feels nice for them to be free like this. Wanna see them bounce around some? Shut up, don't answer. I already know what you're thinking. Jumping like that always turns me on so much. Is that narcissistic of me? I don't think so. Hey! It is not. Every girl gets turned on by feeling her boobs bounce. You little fucking loser. I really did make you cocky. I like it when you're like that with me, though. What else do you want to see from me? Skirt off? Aw, can't you do something more fun? But yeah, I'll take my skirt off for you. There. Tell me something exciting I can do for you. You had a smart mouth just a second ago, and now cat's got your tongue? You sure are a strange boy. What? Does seeing me in my underwear make you nervous? Well, my goods are in here. Since you're too much of a pussy to say anything right now, I'll take the lead. Let me turn around for you. Can you see all of me, or do I need to back away from the phone a little? Back away? Got it. Is that better? Okay, my butt is pretty big. I wanted to make sure you could see all of it. I can spank myself for you some. And moan too. Here goes. You like that? See how much it jiggles? I love feeling it bounce up and down when I walk. I wonder what jiggles more. My ass or my tits? It's starting to burn. I guess I should have gone at a slower pace for you. But I do want to put on a worthwhile show for you. My butt cheeks feel hot. Can you see them becoming pink yet? How about now? Look. Watch me spread my ass cheeks open for you. Look in between them. See how wet my panties are? Spinking is hot, obviously, but spinking myself for my little geek's viewing pleasure is what really works me up about this. What did he say, loser? Oh my god. Your parents are home, though. Are you really sure you want to take that risk? Usually you're only focused on masturbating, not masturbating and taking part in a video chat. Think you can handle all that and listening for noise in the background? They do say men are bad at multitasking. Well, if you say so. I, on the other hand, highly doubt that you can focus on all those three things at once. But you can't hold back, can you? You want me to watch you stroke yourself on camera. You can't go without it. When I was sopping my ass, I was thinking about how fucking hard your cock might be getting watching me. I want to see how much pre-cum you've made because of me. I hope you weren't just lying. Let me see your cock, loser. What? You want to slow down some? How come? You want more dirty talk and moaning to warm you up? Aw, of course I can do that for you. Sorry if I was going too fast for you, cutie. You know, it's my thing. School slut and all. Though, you're kind of the one pushing to show your dick on camera. It's okay. You're new to all this, huh? New to girls and stuff. I'll show you everything there is to know about girls. Nope. No. I won't let you do that. No, we're going to keep this a video call. I want to see your face, cutie. And I want you to look at mine. Or to look at my body if you're not looking at my face. We're not making this a regular telephone call again. It's gonna stay a video call. If you're not gonna show me how your dick is twitching for me, I at least want to see your face. I know you're shy, but you need to get over it. My little toy, I see you blushing. So, dirty talk, right? Listen up then. You want to know what I would do for you if I was in your bed right now? How badly would you like to know? There's so many things I could do to you. So many possibilities. Come on, join in. You gotta ask, what would I do to you? Don't just listen, dork. I want you to participate this time. Come on. How bad do you want to know? Aww. Good job for participating, but I'm not just gonna tell you. It felt nice to build you up like that, just to shoot you down. You look a little angry. Your facial expressions are so dorky and adorable. The way you move your face around makes me just want to tease you. You might think you have a poker face, but I'm attuned to noticing little nuances that happen in facial expressions. Anyway, you're going to have to beg me if you want to know what I would do to you if I were on your bed. Beg for it, or you're getting nothing else from me. You're going to have to plead and follow my orders. I spoiled you too much before my parents left, describing all those sexy things for you, and then showing you my body on video call. Now, you'll have to work for more dirty talk if you really want to hear more of it. You really think I was gonna let you off the hook this easy? I let you see my tits bounce around and I slapped my ass pretty fucking hard for you. Don't get me wrong, I did like it. But now you owe me. That's good. Beg more. Do it more pathetically. Entertain me. Make me laugh. Oh my god. Okay, you've earned yourself a little something. My turn. Here's a little morsel of dirty talk. After this, I want you to do something else for me. Here goes. If I was on your bed there with you, I'd sit in your lap without asking you. Not like you would object to it. The idea of you pushing me off is laughable. You're wrapped around my finger. You would never even think about shooing me away. The look on your face right now is ridden with pining. You are fucking desperate for me. Anyway, after sitting on your lap without asking you, I would start rubbing your boner through your pants without asking. I would trace the outline of your cock and run my finger along it until I saw you getting a wet spot. I would grab your chin and make you look at me, cause I know you'll try to look away. I would want you to look into my eyes while I'm touching your cock so you can remember who's in charge. Then, when your pre-cum stain has gotten adequately big enough for me, I'd make you stand up and dry hump me. You would be throbbing and aching, hoping I would allow you to take your pants off and let you breathe. But teasing you is so fun. Sometimes cookies are fun, but if I were in your bedroom tonight, I'd want to almost mind break you before allowing you to come inside me. I want you to be more desperate for me than you already are. Now it's your turn again. Think you can dirty talk for me now? You don't think you can do it? Well, okay. I have something in mind for you. I think I might even like this idea better than you dirty talking me. Okay, first off, take off your shirt. I want you to feel vulnerable because of me. Plus, it'll get your adrenaline running more. Whatever will your parents say if they see you in front of your phone with your shirt off? If they saw you jacking off with your phone in your hand, they probably wouldn't say that much. That's fairly normal for people our age, but jerking off in front of your phone with your shirt off, your parents would be horrified. They would think you were doing a cam show. So humiliating. Go on, take it off. Do what I say, or we won't continue this. Great. I like your body. Since I showed you so much cleavage earlier today at school, you kinda owe me something nice to look at, too. Now take off your pants. What? Shut up, just do it. You're the one who wanted to have your dick on camera earlier, weirdo. No take backs. You already pussied out once. You're going to rub yourself on camera for me, just the way I instruct you to do so. There are stages I want to lead you through with my orders. I'll decide how things go when each stage is finished. Things like that. Just stand there and do what I say, geek. Now, I'm gonna tell you again. Take off your pants. There. That wasn't so hard, was it? I miss looking at your cock, cutie. Get closer. I wanna see how much it's throbbing for me. You're a trooper for lasting this long without coming. Don't worry. I feel generous today. I might let you come sometime tonight. Let's see how I feel. Now that you have no pants or boxers on, start rubbing your... Hey! Don't grip it so hard like that. Plus, you didn't finish listening to what I was telling you, silly. Start rubbing the head of your cock with the palm of your hand. Cup your hand, and then rub it around your head. Kinda like you're polishing it, I guess. Put your phone on your desk. Place it somewhere I can still see you. There. That's good. I like that position. I can see everything I want to. Now, use your other hand to keep your cock steady. So you can polish it real well. Yes, like that. Good job. Aww, it's real sensitive, I told you I knew what I was talking about. Don't slow down. Go at the pace you were going at. We've only just begun. Do it some more. I see the desperation in your face. Stimulating your head only like that is really powerful. That's why I told you to do it. I like seeing you so eager to come. It's getting too much to bear now. I don't care about silly things like that. Well, you're gonna keep fucking doing it. Your breaths and moans are so hot. I wanna keep hearing them. So, make sure to keep polishing yourself. Hey, loser. You can be louder when you moan, you know. As long as you're not screaming, none of your family members should hear you. I saw you look back at the door. Come on. Moaning just a little louder for me won't hurt. Try. Oh, wow. That was a nice one. Good boy. Hearing you whimper like a bitch for me like that so early is beckoning. You did it without hesitation after I just gave you one little push. I thought you were gonna put up more of a fight and resist my request for you to moan louder. Seems like you're inviting me to mess with you more with how eagerly you whimpered more loudly. You're quite vulnerable for me right now. I wonder what other silly things I can get you to do. Okay. Stop rubbing your head. It must feel like you're on fire with how much I order you to focus on stimulating the head of your penis. See? It's twitching. I know you wanna come right now. I know you want to jerk off normally and finally release, but this is what you're gonna do for me. Pull your boxers up. You'll have to work for your orgasm if you really want it. Shut up. You do what I say. I let you have me earlier today at school. Now it's your turn to be the little bitch. Cutie. Good job putting your boxers back on. I would pat you on the head and give you a kiss if I were there with you. Anyway, I want you to jerk off through your boxers. They're pretty loose, so shouldn't be too hard, right? Try. See? There you go. Now start stroking. I want to see a big, wet, messy, creamy white spot of pre-cum on your boxers before I let you take them off again. I'll dirty talk some more so I can keep my little geek nice and hard. When I was drawn to you yesterday, it was mostly because of all that nice, musky cum you had saved in your balls for me. But there is also something about you. Something else besides the smell. You looked so easy for me to control and bully. I know I could have just bullied you into doing my project, and you would have done it for me. Huh? Yeah. I know. But I saw something behind your eyes, like a sort of dominance. Like, you were a little angry and wanted to fight back when I teased you. Feisty. And you did show me what you were capable of. When you stuck your cock in my whore mouth after I pushed you to the edge like that. I think I'm pretty good at recognizing when someone is a switch, cause, well, I'm one too. As you've noticed, I like you when you're mean and angry, and put me in my place. But I also like it when you're submissive like this. Submissive to everything I say. Following my orders. Pleasuring yourself exactly the way I tell you to. You're my good little pet. You know that, nerd? Here. Let me play with my tits some for you. While I sweet talk you. I'd play with myself through my clothes too, but I feel too greedy today. I'll just fondle my bare breasts like this. While you get to jack yourself off through your boxers. I overstimulated you earlier. Now it's time to deny you of stimulation. My chest is really sensitive. I'm not always like this. I suppose all of me is just extra sensitive right now because I get tingles when I talk to you, loser. Flicking them feels so good. Makes me drool. Nipple play is one of my favorites. Wonder how sensitive yours are. We'll have to find out one day. I'd love for you to pinch my nipples and watch me squirm. Only if I get to cum control you, though, and forbid you from jerking off until I say. I'd get to have both of your hands on me, touching me, just the way I like, while you don't get touched at all. It hurts. Oh, fuck. But I can't stop myself. Okay. That's enough for me. Now, as for you, hands off and boxers down. You've earned the privilege to touch your bare cock without cloth in the way. Wait. Actually, before you put your boxers down, let me see the wet spot on them. I want to get a nice, close look at how much of a mess you've made. Come closer to the phone. Oh wow, did I do all that? I'd say it's about 3.5 inches wide. That's pretty big for a pre-cum spot. Don't you think? Usually pre-cum stains are only around 1 inch wide. And that's pushing it. I'm proud of myself. Alright, now back up a little. To stand up where you were before. Yeah, like that. Pull down your boxers. Now go slowly. Yes. Jerk all of it. Go slowly from your head down to the base of your penis. Get all of it. You were only able to grip the first half of your dick when I only allowed you to touch yourself through your boxers. I bet every inch of your cock missed being gripped by your hand. It's what it knows. If I'm nice enough to let you have sex with me, I'm gonna make you go in and out slowly like this sometimes. It'll be adorable watching the scrunched up, struggling expression on your face while you resist the urge to go crazy and pound the shit out of me. Maybe I'll even put a vibrator in my ass, and you'll feel it too. It will make it even harder for you to control yourself from coming. Do you like how that sounds, loser? Say, yes, miss. Aww. I'm happy to hear that. So obedient and polite. I like well-mannered boy toys. Okay, listen. Start going faster. Grip yourself harder. I'll spread my legs open for you. To whack yourself harder too. Having a nice view is important when you're pleasuring yourself. Watch me masturbate, and don't take your eyes off me. Wouldn't you like to stick your aching cock right in here? Yes, you would. Yes, you would. It's all nice and wet for you. I must say, messing with you like this and telling you what to do has made a big, slimy, hot, wet mess in my panties. See what your cute, submissive behavior has done to me down there? Controlling you has made me sopping wet. Hot and juicy down there. My nectar feels nice on my fingers. My fingers are slipping in and out of me so easily because of how wet I am. It feels like I have a heartbeat down there right now. That means I'm really, really turned on. You know, geek, I would love for you to resist me a little whenever I start dominating you in person. I love a good fight. I really need to break you before I let you come inside of me. I like toying with your mind and sexuality, putting you down and making a joke out of your masculinity. Okay, loser. Now stop. Yes, stop masturbating. Put your hands behind your back. Good boy. Yes, cutie. I know you want to keep touching yourself, but you're going to have to stop that for now. If you feel the need to come, don't hesitate. I know I've put my little geek through a lot today. I won't get mad if you have a ruined orgasm, but don't fucking dare touch yourself, okay? Do you understand me? Good. I'll continue pleasuring myself, though. You can just watch. Your poor dick must be aching right now, huh? If only I gave you permission to whack yourself some more. Nice while it lasted, huh? Back to a few minutes ago, when you slid your warm fist up and down your desperate cock. You went crazy. It feels incredible to greedily touch myself however I please. Well, you have to stand there with your hands behind your back. That position really does make you look submissive for me. You are so domineering and tough earlier today. Now you're my little cum-controlled bitch. I love that angry but helpless look on your face. When I talk down to you. As furrowed as your brow might be, I know on the inside just how much you like being degraded. You love it. Just look at how violently your dick keeps twitching. It's excited, huh? Looks like I finally milked you. I built you up so much today, only for you to have a ruined orgasm. I almost feel bad for you. What do we say? Aww. You're welcome, cutie. I really liked watching that. Watching how you dripped like that. Oh, fuck. Wait. Hold on, loser. Watching you leak like that. And having a ruined orgasm for me was so fucking hot. Looks like we came almost at the same time, loser. How romantic. Before I cut myself off, I was gonna say that I feel like this has been a bonding experience for us. How do you feel? Yeah, it was really intense for me too. You feel sleepy too? I did put you through a lot. You deserve a nap. I'll take one in a while too. Also, I want you to keep thinking about that question I asked you earlier. Alright? I want to be exclusive with you. You're different to me. One of a kind. I care about you. Anyway, see you at school tomorrow. I want you to dominate me tomorrow after I've talked so much shit about you and humiliated you today. Really let me have it. I want you to show me there's still a man in there after I've made you my bitch today. Text me where you'll be sitting at, okay? I can't wait. I'll miss you. Kisses. Bye-bye, loser.